Hello, you. So, over the next few days, we'll be putting out a few episodes that we've been sitting on. We haven't had all of the time in the world to work on them, but they'll be coming out shortly, and thereafter, things will be coming out a lot quicker, and there'll be a lot more to enjoy this 2020, so please look forward to it, and enjoy this episode. See you.
But unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all!
Bad practices.
So we should just get going. Welcome to this episode of Bad Praxis. Just me and Kennedy. Hello, Kennedy.
Hi.
Yep. So I guess we could just kind of get into things. I guess, sorry, we haven't put out like a huge amount of content. We've all been very busy. I've started a new job, and that has taken a lot. And, you know, Bob is getting married, so there's a
Our
lot.
Our boy's getting married.
There's a lot involved in that. So I think we might do a couple episodes without him, unfortunately. But maybe we should
be back. It'll be back a wife guy.
Very, very true. A legitimate wife guy.
Our resident wife guy.
Wife guy. But I guess we could kind of get caught up on things that have happened of late. I don't feel like we've done too much prognosticating on like what's going to happen in terms of like numbers of polls in this primary, but
I feel like that's bad sometimes.
what it is there isn't like this long track record of us saying that Joe Biden's going to like absolutely eat shit. But I've definitely been feeling that, and it's come to pass.
Yes.
We just can't say that we said it, but he's definitely eating shit, and I definitely knew that he would a year ago, and it's very good. Global momentum is real, isn't it?
Yeah, the Klobuchads have logged the fuck on, and they are ready to fight.
Hell yeah. So now that we've like shoehorned our political acumen and prescience... so, you know, fucking rat mode, Pete Buttigieg stole delegates, whatever, Bernie won, and, in New Hampshire, rat mode failed to fuck over, Bernie, who, of course, won, but...
Yeah, New Hampshire hired a pest control specialist.
Jesus Christ. But, I think what we've noticed there is there's some stragglers also kind of nibbling at the edges of things who won't fucking drop out. Yang finally did, but you got
rest in peace, Kang.
Gabbard still at like fucking 3%, didn't drop out. And when I say 3%, I mean like she got 3% in New Hampshire, and that didn't mean shit. And Elizabeth Warren. Okay.
Drop out.
When is she going to drop out? She's no longer a viable candidate. And I think people need to learn to accept that. Because it doesn't matter what percent you get if you don't get 15%. So, like, every vote that goes to her is a vote not going to Bernie.
That isn't going to Bernie.
And is okay. A vote that is, like, thrown away because... you're like giving rat mode room.
The thing is, I feel like, and I agree with you for the most part, but I also, there's something in me that wonders, like, all of Warren's like good-hearted liberal supporters, like I'd imagine, were really uncomfortable with what she did when she went negative on Bernie. And
they think she was right.
I think that some people did. I know a lot of people who, you know, they have a more liberal headspace, and they were really uncomfortable with it. Like, it just, even to like normies, it just felt dirty. Like, nobody, even the most normie person in the world, would believe like that Bernie Sanders was a socialist, just because Bernie Sanders, I mean, not socialist, fuck, that he was a sexist, because people know him. People, you know, they, and I mean, I don't know, like, there could be theoretically something that he's said or done that like would shock and upset me, but
I mean, I've known people that have been insistent that he's a misogynist since way before this. Like, I think they were primed to like hear that he did sexism because they believe he's a sexist. Like, I don't know, like, this part of the electorate is just,
oh, like,
just, they just have thoughts. I can't explain, like, why they like think that, but they do.
That's wild to me. Like, there's something in me that like won't accept that there's not something disingenuous about that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe that people could be that dumb. And
I mean, I don't know what they like believe in their own brain. Just know what they like told me.
Well, like, that's my thing. Like, I think that I think that a lot of good liberals supported Warren at first. Like, a lot of people who genuinely think that you can have your progressivism with a little bit of, you know, market shit. I don't know. It shocks me that I just think that the majority of Warren supporters who really see themselves as, like, progressives were half Bernie, half Warren, right? And yeah. I know a lot of people who, like, there was a thread that went viral a couple days ago from a girl who used to support Warren and is now like 100% on board with Bernie. And actually a friend of mine sent it to me and said, this thread is me. You know, he, as a gay man, just really liked the idea of a woman being president. And he was always sort of like 80% Bernie, 100% Warren, and then back in like maybe November, he switched to like a full-on Bernie supporter, and now he like sends me snake emojis every time she does something stupid or says some dumb shit in a debate. But
I mean, I'm not saying all Warren supporters are like what I described, and frankly, like, I think where she's at now, like with 9% in New Hampshire, like, that's a kind of precipitous decline from numbers she'd seen earlier in like polling. Mm-hmm. So I think like most of the people, and I haven't like spoken since like the last few weeks to like Warren people, but I think most of the people who are like Warren or Bernie, or maybe not most, but a lot of them have probably like moved over at this point. And like, I think some of what we saw in Iowa was when Warren didn't have viability, like a lot of her flock didn't actually go to Bernie, which is what I think we'd expected based on some second rate polling. And they went to some of like the more conservative Democrats. And so I guess what I'm kind of imagining is that what remains of her supporters is less that progressive wing and more of like remainers for Clinton or like,
yeah, the leftovers from the K-Hive.
However you slice it, they I would guess that they are more conservative, though I guess we would need to see like fucking numbers on that. But I don't run a polling company, so don't scream at me for not knowing the specifics on this, but I am willing to guess that those who remain
is too close to math.
I'm willing to guess that those who remain with Warren are like not actually that progressive or a lefty from way back.
I don't know. I think maybe I just give people like I have seen recently an increasing like shift from Warren to Bernie that makes me think that a lot of people really did just value certain things more than, and I don't agree with it. I think it sucks that somebody would value voting for a woman over like caring about foreign policy. But it's a thing. It's a thing that a lot of people do. It's something that people, somebody else made this point, so I don't want to sound like I'm copying them, but like Warren supporters, like they prioritize seeing themselves represented in positions of power over overthrowing the system that like keeps the majority of people out of power. And so like Warren is,
yeah, it seems like a classic fucking like pursuit of authenticity.
Yeah.
Not and to like diminish Warren, the idea of having a woman president, obviously that's no. like important. But like
when AOC,
oh man, we love to have shit be authentic, don't we?
Mm-hmm. And also like Warren is their like self-insert fanfic character. Like she's like
very she's gross.
Like their cute, she's like their cutesy grandma that they can like see themselves talking to. It's so like, it's very much like a personal politics over class politics thing. Yeah. And I think a lot of people are just realizing that in a world where like fascism is on the rise, that's just not viable. It's just not a reality.
Yeah. And then as far as like fucking Warren drop out, based on what I believe about her base, which is that what remained, or not her base, but the people who say they're going to vote for her and who are voting for her in these two contests and the ones that are to follow, is if they're more like right wing or conservative Democrats, and maybe I don't want her to drop out, because if that prevents them from going to like Pete
Klobuchar,
all right. I'll take it. Yeah, and Klobuchar in particular. I think, you know, there is a constituency of Democrats who do just want a woman president. And, like, as Liz has declined, Amy's arisen in part because she fulfills that. And if Warren drops out, there'll be one woman in the race, and for people whose only priority or who prioritize that over a lot of other things, man, I don't know. Like, it would be kind of shitty if, like, if Amy started doing really well.
Yeah. And you know, part of me, like, I love seeing in New Hampshire, I thought it was hilarious that Klobuchar beat Warren for nothing other than, like, pure pettiness. But at the same time, like, so seeing the graphics of like Pete Bucharin or whatever you want to call it, like the
rat,
the right. amalgamation of the rat and the snake and the snow woman, like whatever we want to call her, like she's not even cool enough for us to come up with an emoji for her, but anyway, like it has gotten me thinking about like I've had this like dark theory in the back of my mind that she's throwing this on purpose for some reason.
Well, who do you think she's throwing it for?
Bernie.
You think Amy's throwing it for Bernie?
No, I think Warren's throwing it for Bernie. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, that fucking, that's tough.
It's dumb. Like, it's
difficult for me to like entertain.
Well, I mean, so, like, if she does stay in the race, she keeps Klobuchar and Buttigieg from getting her supporters. And Bernie supporters aren't going to her. So, like, it's a completely crack conspiracy. And I should mention that it's, like a bit that makes me laugh. Like, it's not, like, something that I actually believe. But it would be...
Yeah, I like the idea of her like fun keeping her fucking supporters along as like a rear guard action for Bernie.
Secret Maoist Warren, secret like revolutionary Warren, like
yeah.
being all the liberals. And then the other
straggler of the race, Tulsi. I mean,
the original snake.
There's almost nothing to be said about her at this point. Like, okay, maybe she's angling for a media thing, like some people have said, or maybe, I don't know, this is some cult shit, who knows? But that 3%, I feel like it would go to Bernie, so, like, fuck her for not dropping out. That's all I got.
That's really all you got. Fuck you, Tulsi. Drop out, and also become my personal trainer, because, you know, she does have nice thighs.
Step on me.
is that all we got on Tulsi? Because I'm perfectly content with fuck you, Tulsi.
Yeah, I mean, there really is, like, nothing going on with her at all, so.
Yeah, she's just taken up that little itty-bitty bit of... The thing is, I keep seeing people, like, making jokes about her getting fired, like, getting hired on at, like, One American News Network and Fox News, and I can never tell if they're joking, because I 100% expect that from her. Like, I'm just waiting for it to happen.
I guess that brings us to, the fact that we have a rat problem, you know. I wasn't quite sure if Pete was going to be the main contender against our boy. I thought, you know, Biden would still, like, be running on, you know, some fumes. I thought at this point we'd be up against, like, Warren as a main contender. That's really kind of what I thought this would be. I thought it would be, like, the most obnoxious.
Bernie, Warren, Biden was
what? Yeah. Well, I don't know about Bernie, Warren, Biden, but what I definitely saw, like, Bernie and Warren being the main people, and people making the most obnoxious parallels to 2016, and, like, everyone would want to die. Thankfully, that's not happening. Very nice.
They're trying.
But, you know, we have a rat problem. And I guess what's fun about that is in the debate, or maybe not just in debates, but, like, in the time around the debates, you had, like, Bernie, Klobuchar, or maybe not Klobuchar, Yang, and I think Warren all, like, talk about nibbling at the edges. Come on, like, they're giving us some red meat. Like, there's no way they don't know that he's being maligned as a rat.
Yeah, I think that one of the funniest things is, like, liberals constantly freaking out over Bernie, like, kind of halfway acknowledging. And today he came out with, like, a kind of lame statement, like, nobody that bullies anybody online is a part of my movement. Whatever, Grandpa. Like, I'm going to keep being mean to people for you.
Yeah, fuck off. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. But, like, I know what's best, Grandpa. Go back to bed. But, like, every single time Bernie, like, acknowledges that his supporters, or, like, today something he said on the news was, like, sometimes people attack somebody else in somebody else's name. You know, it's not me. It's not associated with the campaign. But, like, people take that in the worst way. Like, I don't know how much more explicit Bernie has to be than, like, to say, like, genocide to all the people who are mean to liberals that say shitty things about me on Twitter, I guess. Like, gulag everybody that, like, tweets snake emoji. That's what they want from him. Like, they want him to come out and personally say, like, Twitter user, I don't know, like, Resistor Sister 48 was called a snake and a loser on Twitter on February 10th, 2020 at 4:53 p.m. And I apologize to you,
Resistor Sister. He's not going to get anything for it either, if he actually did. Like, it would be used against him immediately.
Yeah.
And then the CNN did this, like, on the fucking news, they did this hit on, like, Bernie's caustic online supporters doing the rat stuff. And they highlighted this, in that piece, this piece of art by someone that I'm a mutual follower with on Twitter. So that was pretty fun. put that in the show notes because it's a pretty funny picture of Pete Buttigieg as Rat.
Oh my god, it's like grown up Stuart Little. I love it.
Anyway, like fucking nothing eventful about this, but it's apparently good enough for the news.
Have you seen people saying that it was anti-Semitism to call him a rat?
That is fucking bird-brained.
The thing that gets me about this is that it's people accusing supporters of the only Jewish candidate in the race, the candidate that's been facing constant anti-Semitic dog whistles from everywhere in the media. He's been, like, called Shylock, and, like, people keep, like, doing artists' renditions of him with, like, you know, typical anti-Semitic, like, I guess, like, caricatures or whatever. But so suddenly the supporters of that candidate are anti-Semitic for calling a non-Jewish candidate a rat, just because in some, like, vague way, you know, rats, like, rat is an insult, has been used by one group of people. It's also been used by, like, mean girls in middle school. Like, it's not only, like, Nazis that called people rats.
If Pete Buttigieg was was Jewish, I would not even think of calling him a rat. So it's like,
no.
Shut up.
I mean, like, it's, you, the people that support Pete Buttigieg want to hear bigotry in every criticism of him.
It's like Meghan McCain shit.
It's, and I hate this because it sounds like, you know, reactionary bullshit, but it is like victim culture. Like, these, like, super affluent, mostly white liberals are just, like, constantly searching for things to clutch their pearls over.
Well, like, on behalf of groups not a part of, I think is the point.
Right, while members of those groups, like, members of those marginalized groups are telling them, like, no, you're being a dick, and you suck, and your candidate sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to Elsie at MealZ143 for that dope picture that CNN put on the TV.
Really captures his energy, and it looks like he's chewed his way through a block of cheese. And I like it.
Oh my god. So what do you...
do you see it?
There's this thing about... someone posted about, like, missing pets in South Bend.
Oh my god.
So it was in, like, this... It was in that ad Biden cut. Like, they
no
reframed. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, I already loved that ad so much, but if that's... Oh, god. Like, somebody made that, or it was already in there?
I just posted it.
I feel like I remembered seeing this. Oh, man. That is too perfect.
So, in... What this means is, in Pete's mayoralty, if that's the right word, there's the problem of disappearing pets, and he lightened licensing for, like, chips or something. But there was a increase of disappearing pets.
Are we gonna do theories? Because I just watched Sweeney Todd, like, last week, and I'm ready to go. Like, I know exactly what happened.
Might be a little too on the nose to just say it. But yeah, very, very normal man. Very, very human-like.
He's human, and
he's a person.
He almost looks like it when you squint.
Real.
He's so close.
Keep remembering that his dad was a grim cheese
collar. Oh, yeah, god. Man. Makes me never want to have kids. Like, I don't want to have, like, a kid grow up to be, like, a fucking, like, Barclays consultant or something like that. would be a fucking tragedy.
And then, do you want to bring up the Nevada thing? Union?
Ah, yes. In other interesting and somewhat shady news, one of the biggest unions in Nevada has been, their leadership has been, like, red scaring their membership about, like, Bernie Sanders and Medicare for All getting rid of their union fought healthcare. And it's been really interesting to see, like, in the day or two since that statement has gone live, which actually the statement was put out by somebody who, surprise, surprise, the woman that put out the statement on behalf of the Culinary Union, I can't remember her name, but she is on the board for Center for American Progress, which is Neera Tanden's organization that has been fighting against Bernie Sanders and allying with, like, race scientists in the fight against healthcare for all. So,
oh, very cool.
But in the days since she's put out that statement, members of the union have been circulating a document, like a Google Doc, in support of Bernie and Medicare for All, like in a sort of rebellion against leadership. And that's been really cool to see.
What was the original statement? It was kind of like an anti-endorsement. Like the New York Times picked the girl reading this, and they endorsed no one. They just, like, shat on the idea of Medicare for All taking away the hard-fought private insurance that they love, which makes zero sense.
Right.
Yeah, so they're basically just signaling against Medicare for All shit.
It's just, you know, it's interesting to see, like, for one, it's an example of, like, just what's coming throughout the rest of the primary. Like, Bernie's entire, like, his theory of, like, getting to power is, you know, emboldening the labor movement, you know, bringing people out to vote who maybe haven't been voting and people who haven't been involved in the process. And, like, it's a good rhetorical strategy to pick off unions and say, oh, well, if you are so pro-union, then what about this union? And I just think that it's going to be coming a lot more. But they're not any good at covering it up either. So I think that we can handle it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they came out with these statements about, like, supporters of a particular candidate responding negatively to this. And then like, any sort of criticism of the decisions of the union is met by, like, pointing out they're composed of a mostly immigrant workforce, it were the immigrant workforce that made the decision not to endorse a candidate and to, like, say that universal healthcare or to say that single payer healthcare is shit. I don't think the union rank and file came to that decision.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. But, like,
so you can't just, like, say, like, you're attacking immigrant women when, like, you didn't let the immigrant women of your union make this decision. Because it was a message sent down to the union. It was the leadership which decided,
yeah,
who their fucking rank and file should support or shouldn't support, or what policies they should be focused on. Like, what the fuck?
And that's, like, that's indicative of, like, a major problem with unions since, like, you know, union busting has really started to, like, take hold, is that, like, they've become so, like, corporatized, and they are, like, they run like little businesses, or like huge businesses, really. And the union members, they don't have the same kind of power that they would if they were more directly involved in the decision making.
Right, and taking away the hard fought private insurance takes away leverage from the union.
Right.
Because if healthcare is just provided for and you don't have to actually fight for it, well, then you can fight about other things.
Right.
And you're no longer just, like, keeping, you're no longer just holding on to what you've already got. If the rank and file, like, want to get more, Well, that's problematic for the structure of the union and the union establishment. And you know what? Medicare for All actually would be very good for union power. And I think that needs to be pointed out. And that what a single-payer healthcare program, one of the things it would do is, in effect, be a strike fund for every worker in the country. Right. Union or otherwise. So like, why should you risk going on strike when your insurance can just be like terminated at the whim of your employer? Like, it makes your life much more precarious. Whereas if you don't have to worry about like going fucking bankrupt to continue within a strike because of medical issues, yeah, that strengthens your power as a laborer. And I think Bernie kind of gets that too.
Yeah.
Like, part of why like he's the better candidate in terms of vision and strategy for achieving change, you know, like,
yeah,
kind of going off on a tangent. No, but like,
it's just been really, it's been really cool to see. Actually, Nina Turner has been like, she did some news hit yesterday or the other day that I don't remember where it was, but she was talking about how, like, if, you know, once members of that union, and, you know, obviously we know that it wasn't the members of the union that made the decision, it was the leadership of the union that put out that statement. But, you know, that once you realize that the fight for healthcare should be like a universal thing, then it gives you the ability to fight for so much more. And I think that is, like you said, that's one of the only things that's going to get through to a lot of people about their healthcare.
Yeah, that shit was fucking aggravating.
Everything's been aggravating. I already hate primary season, but I also love it. I'm thriving. You want to talk a little bit about Warren attacking Medicare for All? And like...
Yeah, I haven't... Can you catch me up on that? Or like, what specifically?
So she put out a tweet using the affordability line. Let me see if I can find it.
I don't want to afford healthcare. I want healthcare.
No, I don't want to have to fucking pay for it at all.
This is like so rotten brained. Like, yeah. We have to make it a commodity. We have to. Why? It's like, there's only one way we can do this, and it's like if we make it capitalism. That's not to say that Medicare for All is like communism, but it's like better than.
Yeah, it's better than the.
It's a step in an appropriate direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. No one should attack Culinary 226 and its members for fighting hard for themselves and their families. Like them, I want to see every American get high quality and affordable health care. And I'm committed to working with them to achieve that goal. So
that's literally antithetical to like the statement they put out where they're trying to like cleave on to their please let us keep our healthcare from our bosses, please. Right. Like, that's not healthcare for everybody. Even if you're able to keep it, it's literally just for healthcare for like that union and nobody else. Hell yeah.
For the few, not the many. It sucks.
I mean, like, don't you want to get some more cheese than that?
And, like, what sucks about it is, like, Warren knows that it's the union membership. Like, there's no way that she's not purposefully just playing into this smear. Because that's what it is. It's an orchestrated smear on behalf of Center for American Progress. And she's playing into it because she's not a viable candidate anymore. And so I guess she's been drafted by the Never Bernie people. And that fucking blows.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just
like that beyond fucking blows. She's the worst. We were too nice. We were too nice to her. I was too nice to her.
I mean,
I'll say that. I was too nice. And I regret it. I'm so sorry I ever said she wasn't like Hillary Clinton. She's just like Hillary Clinton.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, it sucks that she's paying fealty to like the donors to CAP. Let's pay fealty to our donors.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and do that. Thank you to Aaron, Average Gamer, Blue Thought, Brian, Bert Bobain, DL, Daniel, Harvey, James, Laurent, Mia, the Chris Paco, and Victoria. Thank you all, sweeties, so much.
Yes, thank you. We love you. You're the best.
Very good people.
The best people, folks. Folks.
On both sides, honestly. shit. Damn. Where do you think we should go to here? I mean, we kind of just, like, spaghettied all about, like, some of the, like, shit that's been going on the past weeks and months in the primary.
Good little drama sesh. Some gossip. All the hot goss.
Yeah. I think we'll try to, try to convene more and get some, like, meatier topics like that. That was nice. I enjoyed it. It was savory, but I think we want, like, some really choice cuts.
Yes.
And we'll be working on providing those.
Only the
and
best.
And try to be a little more consistent with our and work around our schedules. It's difficult, but yes. We're trying.
Trying to bring in the podcasting bacon for you all.
Yeah. Working in the minds of
the content minds.
Yeah. The content minds. Getting podcasters lung and fucking dying.
Well.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Do it again soon.
All right,
see you
all right, folks. Bye.
For rat problem.
Yep.
Sam Johnson declared that patriotism is the last refuge of the scout. We must have had the Wall Street gentry in mind.
But when I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary.
Political leaders have always exhorted the American people to be nice and quiet and leave things to them.
Benefidet.
Replace those people with iPads.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not a bandwidth on this conversation, I'm sorry.